Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Welcome, esteemed listeners and goreheads, to the second annual Extreme Horror Replay O'Scares. I'm Nate Hensley from A Scary Home Companion, and I'll be your MC for tonight's festivities. We have a slew of fantastic categories and a plethora of amazing nominees to scratch your horror movie itch. We have a collection of killer categories and an astonishing array of award nominees to scratch your horror movie itch. Each category has four nominees. Each was put up for a vote on the XHR podcast stories. If you didn't vote, then you have only yourself to blame if your favorite choice didn't win. This year, we have some of the biggest brats, terrible tropes, and sexy... This year, we have some of the biggest brats, the most terrible tropes, and the sexiest slayings, just to name a few. Guests from the far corners of the earth all came together to make this show possible. So please, take time to enjoy this exquisite event. And now, on with the show. Welcome, esteemed listeners and goreheads, to the second annual Extreme Horror Replay, O'Scares. I'm Nate Hensley from A Scary Home Companion, and I'll be your MC for tonight's festivities. We have a slew of fantastic categories and a plethora of amazing nominees to scratch your horror movie itch. Each category has four nominees, and each was put up for a vote on the XHR podcast stories. If you didn't vote, then you have only yourself to blame if your favorite choice doesn't win. This year, we feature some of the biggest brats, the most terrible tropes, and the sexiest slayings, just to name a few. Guests from the far corners of the earth all came together to make this show possible. So please, take time to enjoy this exquisite event. And now, on with the show.
Well, thank you, Nate, from A Scary Home Companion, for that wonderful intro. I am one of your hosts, Ben, and I'm sitting here with my beautiful wife, Nancy. She is my most favorite co-host. my only.
I'm flattered.
Well, my only co-host. Well, of course, she's my favorite co-host.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that revelation.
Yeah, this one's gonna make the blooper reel. okay, let's take that one again. Thank you so much, Nate, for that wonderful introduction to this second annual Oscars. Is it Oscars or O'Scares? We had a variance of pronunciations this year.
In my opinion, it's Oscars.
Oscars, like the Oscars.
Yes.
Which is, I think, what we originally planned. Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. There's a varying degrees of pronunciation for the Oscars this year. But yes, this is the second annual Oscars. And as Nate had said, we put the votes up, and if your favorite didn't win, you only have yourself to blame. So take it for that. I'm going to turn the movie off if you're not paying attention to this and not that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm sitting here with my wonderful wife, Nancy, who's paying attention to something she shouldn't be.
Sorry.
She's got porn on in the background. I don't know
you wish.
What she was thinking. But anyway, yes, this is the second annual Oscars, and I'm going to stop BSing. We're just going to get right into the first category, and it will be Little Ben and Eamon from Watching Films on the Toilet podcast. And they're here to announce the most annoying kid in horror category. So Little Ben and Eamon, take it away.
Oh, hi. I'm Ben from Watching Films on the Toilet. And
I'm Eamon from Watching Films on the Toilet also.
Yeah, and we did this last year. So I did it on my own with a couple of celebrity guests who've been replaced by Eamon, which is better?
Yeah, or, you know, considerable downgrade.
Yeah, it's that. It's definitely that. But yeah, thanks for having us on, Big Ben and Nancy.
But you deserve no less.
Yeah, we really...
Do they like that? Do these guys like you? when I'm just rude.
Well, they now they know you.
Yeah, that's just what I'm like. Maybe that's why Ben didn't involve me last time.
Was a good intro.
Hate listeners. Hate them. So fuck off.
And that's why we don't have any.
That's why we don't have any. We have rinsed through all of ours. Because every podcast, I just tell our listeners to fuck off.
Yeah, we've
Yeah.
been doing a lot of these like award announcements on different podcasts, haven't we? Because that's all we're allowed to do now.
Yeah.
Because of you, Eamon.
Yeah, we've burned all our bridges, and now I'm gonna rinse through all of these listeners as well on Extreme Horror Replay.
Burn everyone else's bridges.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't got much time, I guess. So let's get on.
I'll have to be inventive then with the stuff that I say.
I know you won't hold back. Oh. My cat
Oh,
just walked in the room. Maybe she could announce the award.
I tell you what, Ben, you can bore them to death. That works well.
It just ruins because she's opened the door and oh God. Oh. Anyway, okay, fine. I'm just going to try and ignore her. The first award that we are going to announce, and I believe we're doing two. I'll regret that.
They were.
That was a bit Ricky Gervais, wasn't it?
It was.
So, most annoying kid in horror,
Ooh.
which seems appropriate. Because you're annoying, Eamon.
Yeah, and you're a horror.
Yeah, and I'm a horror, and I'm a
Yeah.
kid, I'm a
Okay.
child. So the nominees were Samuel from The Babadook, which you've seen, Eamon. And we should say that Eamon is not really what you call a horror fan. So this is
Hate horror.
interesting that you can actually relate to this award this time.
I don't like experiencing dread, and I don't know why any of you guys do.
No, you again insulting the audience.
Yeah.
Charlie from Trick or Treat. You seen that?
No.
No. Robbie from Poltergeist. You seen that?
Seen bits of it, but not really.
Yeah, we've seen the telly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Petari from Rare Exports. And I hope I've said that correctly. I think I've seen Rare Exports. I've seen all the others. Should we say the winner now, or should we? Do you want to talk about
We've been
just annoying kids in general?
instructed by Big Ben to riff.
Or should we riff? Ben also said we should send outtakes, but as I said to you, everything we do is outtakes. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
What he doesn't understand is the stuff that we include in our podcast is like the top 5%.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's it already sounds bad.
Yeah.
So the outtakes are just us staring at each other saying nothing because we're too thick to
Sometimes
say something
crying
funny.
because we just cannot think of anything to say.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get shouted at off screen because our wives need us and I've got to finish. It's hell.
I think Ben is imagining a very different life for our podcast outside of the one that we both
Well,
know.
his life is very different, like his podcast life. He gets to chat with his wife, which is nice. I have to talk to you.
Yeah, that's no good.
That's just awful.
But at least it's better than your wife.
That's true.
Yeah.
And also, it's appropriate that we're doing this award because we both have really annoying kids.
Yes.
Like, really, really annoying. You riff, I'm going to shut the door because Helen, my cat, is leaving and I need to insulate the sound because of my annoying kids.
Okay. So yeah, my children are that age where slightly worried because they're both still awake and the door is open. So maybe I should close the door because I feel like if they hear me talking about how annoying they are just as they go to bed, that's something that's going to come up years from now in therapy.
Are you going to close the door as well?
Yeah,
All right, now Eamon's going to go off and close his door.
this is a classic watching films on the toilet bit where we both get up and close doors. It's just the kind of material that Big Ben loves.
Going to do this every week now. And welcome to Watching Films on the Toilet. Today we'll be discussing the film Trick or Treat. Maybe we'll do that
Okay.
one day. First of all, we're going to close the doors. Whew, wow. This is what you get, guys. This is what you get when you're asked to. Oh, Eamon's actually speaking to his children now, so they may well have heard him say that they were annoying. But yeah, this is what you get if you want us to riff. This is pretty wild riffing. I feel like last year was I had to write something because of those celebrities. This time, genuine riffage, genuine throwing it out there. And you're not going to get any outtakes. You're just going to get this. Aren't you? I was
Yeah.
just saying how that will now become part of our podcast. we'll introduce the film and then we'll both go and close the doors.
Yeah, it's symbolic. It's a symbolic gesture. It means we're ready for business.
Yeah, ready for business.
Could have done it before we start recording. No.
No, no. We leave the doors open until we feel comfortable enough to close them.
Start saying something about women. I mean, like, oh, hang on, wait a minute. I'm going to close that door.
I mean, you would. I would. That would be rude. Yeah. I wouldn't do that.
You want the women to hear the stuff that you say. You don't care.
Do not care. Mm. It's funny because I think I'm more offensive towards our listeners than you are normally. I'm quite,
You're angrier, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate them more. But this time you've been ruder to the listeners on the other podcast.
But these aren't our listeners. I don't care.
I get it now. So don't be rude to our listeners. Be rude to them.
These guys.
These freaks.
These guys on the other hand. I mean, is it too strong to say that they're all definitely paedophiles?
You said it. You said it now.
Yeah. See what we think of that, Big Ben. Too much? See what you think of that? Maybe that's an outtake.
We've given enough material for him to edit. So let's see what he cuts out.
Let's see if you've got the balls, Ben, to leave that bit in.
Yeah. Come on. If you left that bit in.
Oh, you're amazing.
Yeah. Then we've got some respect for you now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Did we reveal the winner?
There you go. Prime Riff. So the winner was the most annoying kid, Samuel from the Babadook.
He was annoying. I've not seen the others.
Wasn't he annoying? Wasn't he so annoying? He was such an annoying little jerk.
Yeah. We talked about this film a lot, and I did really like this film. And what it does brilliantly is the relentless monotony of sometimes how children can get under your skin.
He's so annoying. I mean, the thing is, though, he was meant to be annoying, wasn't he? I feel like this award really should have gone, and I'm criticizing the winner now. It should have really gone to a kid that wasn't meant to be annoying, that like wasn't trying to be annoying.
Like the fat kid in Jurassic Park. No, he was pretty meant to. He was meant to be annoying as well. Wasn't he
was meant to be annoying. No, I'd say like either of the kids in Jurassic Park.
Lex and...
That weren't meant to be annoying, that you're meant to like.
I tell you what, the kid...
Timmy.
The kid in Jurassic Park 2, I think, is... You're supposed to think she's super cool. Kicks a velociraptor whilst doing gymnastics, but I really don't like that kid. I'd be happy if she got eaten.
Ruined the franchise.
It did.
It should have just torn her leg off.
Yes.
Like, that would have been cool. If she swung towards it, went to kick it, grabbed her leg... just threw her, ripped her leg off and threw her at speed into like a wall.
Yeah.
So she just crumpled.
Yeah. That's the kind of film
we want. There you go. Horror podcast, mate. Mm. Right. See you for the next award soon. Bet you can't wait.
Bye, pedos.
Well, that certainly went a little off the rails, I think, with their commentary.
Pedos?
Pedos. I don't know if that'll make it into the normal cut.
What definitely would be a good rebuttal name? For them.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out if they were calling us the pedos.
He was.
Or if they were calling our listeners the pedos.
They were throwing shade at us, not our listeners.
Okay. Whatever. It's that snooty. Yeah, it's that snooty British.
Yeah. Ahoy, boy. Yeah. Yeah.
I was doing the French laugh, but they're not French. They're English.
Let's eat some chips.
Fish and chips.
Those are French fries.
Yeah, but they say fish and chips. Fish and chips.
The chips are French fries there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And their biscuits are cookies. And
yeah, they're what they call biscuits, we call cookies. Yeah. I'm just learning this just from like...
90-day fiancé.
Yeah, exactly.
90-day fiancé.
I don't know if they watch it.
I probably not.
A little bit. I'm sure do.
I think they're a little bit more sophisticated.
No, even I'm sophisticated.
Yeah.
And I watch it.
Okay. All right.
You learn a lot about people from other countries.
Other countries.
Now, granted, it's usually the other country is usually like they have Indonesia or they have
Bangladesh.
Yeah, they have all these places, and very rarely, maybe like two or three times in the entire series, have they had a Brit doing one of the roles. And every Brit that is on these shows or any of the spinoffs are always portrayed as snooty little assholes.
Well, you heard Ben and Eamon.
Well, obviously.
So that goes without saying. Everybody yeah. that's British is a snooty asshole.
Yeah, stick up your nose a little bit more to us. Yeah. We're proud to be an American.
Don't forget who whipped your ass in the war. All right. So, but yeah, thank you, little Ben and Eamon, for that first category. What a wonderful time was had by all. I doubt it. But we are going to get into the second category, and it will be introduced by Danny Boy from the Creepy Crap Podcast. And, oh boy, Nancy has not met him yet. She hasn't had the pleasure of talking to him. I've known Danny for 2.5 years, maybe. I don't know. It's been a while. I met him when Nancy wasn't on the show because she was in school and I was kind of doing things with other guest hosts. But
thank God I stepped in.
So, but yes, yeah, he is from Australia and he's got a buttery smooth voice though. He does talk a mile a minute though. He's like,
I thought that's what Europeans hated about Americans.
What, that we talked fast?
Yeah.
I have no idea, but.
Oh, no. That's West Coast Americans.
West Coast hate that about.
Yeah. About Eastern Americans and Midwestern.
Oh, I have no idea. But yeah, I mean, he's, yeah, Australian. He.
Got die, mate.
That was really bad. That's not a knife. Yeah,
if I open up with my worst, then anything from this is going to sound better.
Yeah. But yeah, it's Danny from the Creepy Crap. I'm sorry, Danny Boy from the Creepy Crap Podcast. And he is here to introduce the category for why the hell are they in this movie? That's a weird one.
Well, but it's not something that people don't think. Everybody thinks at some point during movie, especially if they're out at the movies, like the time is money and they can tell, they can pick up who's like just wasting their space. Time.
All right. So yes. Yeah. He is here to introduce the why the hell are they in this movie category. So Danny Boy, take it away.
Hey, how you going? How you going, everyone? What up? Fuck, man. Hey. I'll put my own spin on it. How you going, everyone? What's up? How you going to listen? Hey, how you going, everyone? My name is fuck. All right. This is it. Hey, how you going, listeners? What's up? Hey, how you going, Extreme Horror Replay listeners? This is Danny Boy from the Creepy Crap Podcast, one of Australia's favorite horror podcasts. Anyway, I'm here to introduce the category of why the hell are they in this movie? Why the hell are they in this movie? Anyway, the nominees are Casey Becker from Scream, the podcast duo from Halloween 2018, Dr. Cruz from Friday the 13th Part 7, and Bearman from The Shining. And the winner is, I'll play a little drum roll, this year's winner of Why the Hell Are They in This Movie is the Bearman from The Shining. Ho ho, you go, Bearman, you go, girl. Yeah, Bearman, The Shining, you are pointless. Why the hell are you in this movie? You were the top person who didn't need to be in a movie. How bad do you feel? Well, I guess you've just got to bear it, hey? Anyway, hey, good news, everyone. If you wanted to hear a little bit more of me, well, you're in luck because I'll be back later to introduce another category. Bye!
All right. Danny like, Boy.
Like when you're... Sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry. Danny Boy from the Creepy Crap Podcast. That was quite the show. And we very very much appreciate your assistance in helping us with why the hell are they in this movie category. What'd you think? This is your first time hearing Danny Boy.
That's very interesting. You know, I love accents.
You do.
And my biggest talent that I have, I guess you could say, is accents.
I wouldn't call that your best talent.
Thanks.
Let's keep it PG-13, okay?
What do you think about my ability to do accents?
If it was anything like the one we did before he came on.
Oh, yeah, that we had to redo all over again?
No, it's on there.
Oh. So yeah. I don't have to do it anymore.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Okay.
Yeah, because it wasn't a good accent. I don't know what language that was.
You need to give me something to say, and I'll say it in Australian.
Well, Australian is just English with an accent.
Yeah, I can do it English too.
Okay.
Ben Naiman said my English accent is good.
Right. Not your Australian accent.
We've never heard my Australian accent.
You just said good day, mate, earlier.
Everybody says that.
It was not good. Okay. Say, throw another shrimp on the bobby.
Throw another shrimp on the bobby.
They don't even call them shrimp. They call them prawns.
I'm not responding to that. I'm about ready to punch you.
I know that's the saying, is throw another shrimp on the barbie, but yeah, they call them prawns. Danny Boy called me out on that once.
No, I know that's because Gordon Ramsay always calls them prawns. Right. He doesn't say shrimp.
I don't understand. A shrimp is a shrimp. Prawn is not a shrimp.
We've learned so much about English food and how English people are nightmares.
Kitchen nightmares. But even aside from that, having and communicating, I mean, we've met more people doing the podcast than we have ever. And from
you do remember all, where we're from.
Well, and I mean, we're from Michigan, but
BFV.
Well, yeah, but
compared to everybody else,
Australia, that's like,
what is that? The size of like
Australia is about the size of the United States.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
Okay, here we go. How big is Australia compared to the United States? Of course, I don't have it up.
But Australia, or perhaps Australasia or Oceania, is. As for size, if you count the 48 contiguous states and territories and exclude the non-contiguous ones, the landmass of the two are very close to equal. The U.S. is perhaps about 5% larger.
Told you.
You said it was bigger than us.
I said it was about the same.
I'm pretty sure you said bigger than us.
Whatever. I won. Australia is only 5% smaller than the United States.
You're probably over there getting excited about being right.
Yeah.
Well, making me wrong.
I don't get to be in
you're
real over life.
There in your silky pajamas. They're just missing the ascot.
Satin. They're satin, not silk. Jeez. You're wearing the same damn pair except in red.
Well, I gotta be comfy.
Well, they are comfy.
I'm not like acting like, you know.
What do you need a chest pocket? A breast pocket?
What are you gonna put in a pocket?
I don't know.
In these.
That's what I'm saying. I wish they had pants pocket, like the pockets on the pants.
Mine have
But these satin pajamas are.
Oh yeah.
Satiny.
No, you paid for them. I know. You bought them.
They're nice.
They're nice.
I dig them. So anyway, yeah, let's forget about the satin pajamas. We're gonna move on to the next category, and we're going to bring back We're going to bring back.
Yeah, that you'll edit out.
Well, that'll make the outtakes cut. We're going to bring back announcers from. No, we're going to do somebody new this year. We're going to bring in Josh and Erica from the Crooked Tripod. What do you call it?
You don't want to call it that one.
Huh?
You don't want to be like that when you're talking about it on the show.
No. I don't know if he calls it Crooked Tripod Productions.
You're supposed to do like first takes off recording.
But then it sounds rehearsed. Last year you bitched at me because you didn't want to sound rehearsed. This will all just make the outtakes episode. This stuff won't make it into the final cut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is all just going to be the fucking bullshit that comes out the week afterwards. Yeah. Okay. So it's Josh and Erica from Crooked Tripod. Fuck, I can't say it. Crooked Tripod Podcast. So,
Josh. That sounds like a medical problem.
It very well could be. So, yeah. So Josh and Erica, yeah, we're gonna cut to you. You guys have at it here in just a moment.
Yo, crewies, welcome back to another... Wait, this isn't our episode. This is the Extreme Horror Replays Oscars. I think it should be O-scares myself. They call it the Oscars. It's a play on the Oscars, I think. I'm not really certain.
I'm assuming, yeah.
We were asked by Nancy and Ben to come on here and give an award of some sort. But anyway, we are HMC Studios Presents Crooked Tripod. I'm Josh.
I'm Erica.
You did a great job, dude. It's like, honestly, I don't know if the Extreme Horror Replay gang, well, I wonder what, we should make up a name for their fans. Like, ours are the Krubies. It makes sense, right? Mm.
It does make sense. They should have they call theirs Goreheads.
Goreheads.
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me of like a warhead. It's like sour and
sour,
not that great. I think their podcast is great though, Erica. So I don't think they should go with the Goreheads because it just, you know, it reminds me of a warhead.
Their podcast is great. They have a great dynamic and they make me laugh.
They do.
Every time.
They do. But I do find myself siding with Nancy more than Ben, to be honest, because when they do the Would You Rathers at the beginning, I typically side with her because I think sometimes he has a little bit of unrealistic expectations and he just kind of goes way out in left field when it comes to the Would You Rathers. I feel like for a really good Would You Rather, not that they don't have great Would You Rathers, I feel like the questions proposed are fantastic. The problem is I think Bendis overanalyzes it.
He can, but I tend to side with him more because of what the argument he brings up.
Mm.
But then when Nancy retorts, I'm like, I don't know. These are some hard choices. That one of them was, I think, nail clippings and salad.
I mean,
I think in my mind, I was like, I think I would choose that over whatever the other situation was because it'll be like a crouton.
That is true, though. And if the person doesn't like have great hygiene, maybe their clippings would be a little salty.
Oh, gross.
Right? So it would add a little bit of extra flavor to the salad. I mean, I would go I don't even need to know what the other option was. Give me the salty, unhygienic nail.
Oh, God.
Yes. Yes.
It's so
but
gross.
Again, not at all why we're here. We are here to present the category of biggest jerk that isn't the bad guy.
That's a good category.
It's a solid category.
I like it.
Yeah, it's great. Great guy. Great job, guys. Much better than the Would You Rathers. But anyway, kicking it off, the first nominee is Bert from Cabin Fever.
Which I haven't watched Cabin Fever since it came out in the theater back in the day. Mm-hmm. So I don't know who Bert is.
That's
sorry.
Okay. That's okay. We forgive you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. The second nominee is Erwin Goldman from Pet Sematary, which I have watched. And he is a jerk. I voted on these because they posted it in stories and I voted for him.
Wow.
FYI.
Well, yes. You don't have any ties to that, I would say, but that's okay. That's okay. Number three is Dr. Hill from Reanimator. I have never seen this movie. I don't know who Dr. Hill is, but I wish him luck and good fortune.
Never seen it either. So good luck, sir. And the last nominee is Ted from Friday the 13th, part 4. Also, don't know who this is. I have only seen Friday the 13th part 1 and 2 and the remake.
He is very annoying. He is a jerk. And I happen to have voted for Ted from Friday the 13th, but I am completely biased because I love the Friday the 13th franchise.
Right.
So that being said, the winner of the biggest jerk that isn't the bad guy, Erica, would you like to do the honors?
Is it Ted?
It's Bert from Cabin Fever.
I closed where the answer was.
Wow, way to commit.
I'm sorry, guys. If you anything, it's funny.
That's true. Well, supposedly there's supposed to be outtakes and stuff. I don't know. The Porcelain Peak guys went on last year for like 6 hours during their nomination. So they were talking about how great they are and honestly how much smarter they are than everybody else. But, you know, I got a good laugh out of it. So that's all that matters. But
good.
Congratulations to Bert from Cabin Fever. Bert, I don't remember you. I know the
but
actor.
You're a jerk.
The actor is annoying and I'm certain he was a jerk in the movie. But, Yeah, thanks for inviting us on to do this. I had a mediocre time at best.
I wasn't expecting that.
What a mediocre time at best. But hey, listen, for all of the warheads or the goreheads, whatever you guys call them, if you've never listened to our podcast, we are Crooked Tripod. We are part of the HMC Studios, and you can find us on all major podcast platforms at HMC Studios. And we're also on YouTube if you want to see our bright, beautiful, glowing faces.
And big forehead.
Erica's got an abnormally large forehead. We sometimes project movies off of it. And yes. What was my issue? I had an issue of some sort.
You're the alpha male.
I'm an alpha male. I'm the ultimate alpha male who personifies. I don't think that's a word. We make up words here too.
Yes, we do.
I have it in me. And you know what? I think that's enough here. So back to Nancy and Ben at Extreme Horror Replay. Thanks again, guys.
Thanks.
You did a great job.
Totally forgot who it was. I hope it's fine with them. I'm sure it is, because like I said, that other podcast had no idea who the hell any of the nominees were. I'm like, oh great. Yeah, so
now he was like, make sure it's funny. I'm like, okay, we don't push the funny over here. It just happens. Usually
it just happens. Well, there it is. That couldn't be any better. Just like usual Erica shit. I don't know.
Is it Ted? Is it Ted? Who is it? Is it Ted? Like,
because it's Friday the 13th. I figured that one.
And like, you whispered it like they weren't going to be able to hear you.
I know.
Is it?
I was like, do I type it? I'll just say it.
Josh, is it Ted?
They won't hear it, but is it Ted? They'll love it.
Oh, that's hilarious, dude. All right. Well, it's my bedtime now. I'm old.
Don't forget to stop recording.
Oh, shit.
Recording stopped.
Phew.
Well, thank you, Erica and Josh, for that outstanding announcement of the category for the biggest jerk and announcing the winner. We do very much appreciate it, although I don't know if I agree with Josh's take on the Would You Rathers and him agreeing with you.
Yeah, and even Erica actually did say that I do make her think, and even though she sides with you, I make her ponder whether or not that's a good decision.
She double thinks it, and then ultimately it sounds like she sides with you.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Wow. Yeah,
very nice. Very nice. I don't blame them. Yeah, right. Whatever. Yeah. It's always going to be a debate in this house who has the better answer for which.
We might have the same answer for something and we'll still debate.
But yeah, Josh and Erica from the Crooked Tripod Productions, we do very much appreciate you coming on and helping us out. And we are going to get into the next category now. The next announcers for that category would be our favorite boys from the North, Mark and Brooke from a podcast on Elm Street. And
Kark and Crook.
Well, Kark and Crook for the initiated, Mark and Brooke for the uninitiated. But yes, we're going to pass the microphone over to them, and they are going to announce their category. So here they are, guys, or here, hey guys, here, fuck, I fucked that part up. yeah, Mark and Brooke, take it away. Kark and Crook, take it away.
The next category that we will be announcing is Most Annoying Protagonist. Our first nominee is Sydney Prescott from Scream, Ellison Oswalt from Sinister, Dr. Lawrence Gordon from Saw, and Jen from Revenge. Yep. And our winner is Dr. Lawrence Gordon from Saw.
I feel like that's the only right answer for the options that were given.
Yes, yes.
I don't know why Sydney's even on there. Sydney annoying? Are we just biased because we're Scream fans?
No, there's definitely a more annoying final girl from the major franchises.
Mm-hmm. I agree. All right, that concludes our section of the awards. We hope you enjoy the rest of the episode. And thank you to our good friends, Ben and Nancy from XHR, for having us on to do this for a second year. It's always fun. And I always look forward to these episodes.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I don't know about you, but I felt during their announcement that I should have had a blanket and a cup of tea.
I know, it was lackluster.
It was very just La 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 la.
Kirk sounded like he was like doing a eulogy.
You guys need to up the attitude. Yeah. Get the bring the fun
get
into
those
it.
Juices,
you know,
flowing.
Man, like have a drink or something, and just like, man, like you know, Canadians just are supposed to be nice and everything, but like, they didn't say anything about being dull.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I thought you were going to bring the flavor.
Yeah, I thought, if anything else, I thought that they would want to, like sound really good to promote their own podcast.
Nobody knows what you're talking about. You guys are easy targets. I'm sorry. Yeah. Maybe next time when they come back a little bit later, they'll be a little bit more energetic and, yeah, and you know, upbeat.
Somebody slip them something before they go on.
So here we are going to have Nick and Andy from the Slash U podcast. And if you remember last year, they failed to remember the name of our show. Fortunately, this year they did a lot better in getting everything correct.
They probably had to practice it like 10 times.
They did. I wish they would have sent us the outtakes, yeah, if they had to practice them, because that seemed like a one and done shot. But no,
Extreme Horror Podcast.
At least they didn't call us Extreme Horror NPR. So, but no, Nick and Andy from across the little pond of Lake Michigan over there in the great state of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
I think the UP is connected to Wisconsin, is it not?
Yes, it would be. So
they're kind of like, you know, neighbors.
Well, Wisconsin is known for beer and cheese and beer.
And Jeffrey Dahmer. I think we already talked about that.
Jeffrey Dahmer. And then, yeah, so, yeah, well, you got, yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer and then Nick and Andy from a Slash U podcast. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but yeah, here they are to introduce the worst trope in horror. Again, yes, Nick and Andy from Slash U podcast. So, guys, please take it away, and we will talk to you again after you introduce. Thank you.
All right. Hey, Nick.
Okay. Hi, Andy. Does my breath smell?
Oh, it smells great.
Let me lick your beard. Come here.
Come here. We are Andy and Nick from Slash U.
Slash U!
It's a podcast that deals with cheesy, campy, sometimes forgotten horror and slasher movies. Check us out. All the major podcast platforms.
We also talk about yoga pants.
We do, and all sorts of other things. So we're here...
for Ben.
For, Ben and Nancy to do the... to announce the category of the winners. Worst horror trope.
This is great because we talk about tropes all the time.
Oh my gosh, there's tons of tropes.
What are the worst horror tropes? I have my own opinion.
Right.
Here are
the nominees.
Worst horror trope. Empty subway. Third step breaks.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Flashlight flutters.
Oh sure, of course.
Poking the dead guy to see if he's dead.
Those are all things that show up multiple times.
Multiple times. The empty subway movies is like my personal one, where I'm like, oh my god.
You're going down the steps, one, two. Oh, third one broke. God damn it. Yeah.
And how you're able, like empty subway, empty hospital, empty fucking city.
Empty everything.
All right,
like, oh, this fucking flashlight's not working.
Yeah. So. And actually, the winner is
the flashlight fluttering. Yay!
I just put batteries in this thing.
Oh, damn it.
That is a good trip.
That is a good one.
These are fun.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, yeah.
Well, Nick and Andy, thank you so much for helping us out with that first category, the worst horror trope in horror. That didn't make sense. That was redundant. But, we do appreciate you guys coming on and helping us out. And I know we're going to see you again a little bit later, and I think
they did a good job of kind of explaining what the options were.
They had fun with this one, and we like that. We like it when our guest hosts come on and have fun with it.
They have boundless energy,
and they remembered our name this year.
Yes.
So yes,
thank you / correspondence course.
Thank you, Nick and Andy from Slash U. We'll see you again in just a little bit. But we are going to go now back to our good friends, Ben and Eamon, or sorry, Little Ben and Eamon from Watching Films on the Toilet podcast to announce their next category. And we will be with them in just a second. So hold on. And here they come.
Hey, douchebags. It's Ben and Eamon again.
Oh, yeah. Big Ben and Nancy are going to be so happy that they asked us. This will be our last time presenting an award on the annual Extreme Horror Replay podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do they call these awards? Nightmare Oscars or scary thing? Oh, and it's the annual O-Scares. The O-Scares.
That's good.
O-Scares. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
OM Scares.
No, that doesn't.
Does that make sense? No, it doesn't make sense. Anyway, so the next award is for, we're still Ben and Eamon. You know who we are. Listen to us earlier on. Best horror based on true events, which is quote based on true events because, you know, they take liberties, don't they? The nominees are The Mothman Prophecies.
Everyone hates moths.
Eat your pants, don't they? Number two, Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer.
Also about moths.
Next one. I don't think I've ever heard of this. The Deliberate Stranger.
No, I don't know that one.
Nope. And The Girl Next Door.
Okay, I've seen one.
You've seen one?
No, I've seen zero. I've seen none of them.
What's The Girl Next Door? I should know what that is. I'll probably be embarrassed when I
find
out.
Sounds like a rom-com.
Maybe that's to keep you off guard. It was a Sandra Bullock rom-com.
She's the best.
Who's your favorite scream queen, Eamon?
Does Ellen Ripley count?
Hmm.
Because she's such a badass.
She's like the ultimate final girl, Ripley.
She's like the best action hero, men or women.
That's a great choice.
Yeah, what about you?
I quite enjoy Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween, but not in the recent movies because they're trash and I don't care. If you horror guys I like the new Halloweens, they're rubbish.
Does Sarah Connor in Terminator 2 count?
Sarah Connor.
Because, she's total badass. She's not like
I'd say Terminator definitely has elements of horror. And Terminator 2, body horror sort of stuff. Yeah, Eamon, let's do it. They're the best.
Yeah.
I really liked, there's a film called X starring Mia Goth and the sequel Pearl. And there's a threequel coming out soon. I've enjoyed her.
She was in that film we saw about the clones.
She was the one with Skarsgård, the Brandon Cronenberg, I think. Yeah, that was fun.
She's an interesting actress, isn't she?
She is interesting. I think she's a bit wild.
Oh, yeah, I get that impression.
Do you like a wild woman, Eamon, or a slightly restrained?
Very much no. I like partner. People who are quite buttoned down.
Yeah.
Keep all that simmering resentment in.
Mm.
Don't let it out.
No.
I'll often bang my fist on the table just as my wife is about to show emotion. I'm like, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
So what you're saying is you like to dominate.
Well, I mean, if dominating is ensuring complete silence in the house, then yeah, I guess I do.
I think it is. Oh, good. I'm glad we've got... Yes, that's pretty it's pretty dominant, isn't it? Making sure that everyone is silent at all times. That's not a lot of freedom.
It's equitable though, isn't it? Everyone saves the exact same amount, which is zero.
Nope. Anytime anyone tries to speak. Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the podcast listeners, I feel sorry for them. What you don't know is I have a very effective point.
You do. And you did it.
Point my finger.
You did it. He's doing it right now. And
yeah. Yeah. Look, shut Ben straight up. Just on a point. There. Nice. And to allow him to start talking again, I hold up my hand in a fist and then I open.
Oh, phew. Open palm. That was genuine scare. Genuine scare.
I have no idea if you want to keep that in, Big Ben. That mental.
But you will, because you have to, because this isn't an outtake. This is the whole thing.
Please, Ben. Yeah, I hope not. It does need some trimming.
He won't. Anyway, winner of the, what's it? Oh, yeah. Best, lost it. Hang on. I've got a nice message from Ben telling me all the things, and I've got to scroll up because he does go on. Jeez, right. Okay. Best horror based on true events. Which one do you think it was, Eamon? Have a guess.
You'll say the only one I know, which is The Mothman Prophecies.
Wasn't that one. It was The Girl Next Door.
Oh.
Which I hope everyone that voted for enjoyed. I need to find out what this is. The Girl Next Door. Who's in it? The Girl Next Door. I'm sure I'll go, oh, it's a romantic comedy from 2004.
Is it a red herring?
What is this? 2007? Oh, okay, no. The Girl Next Door, 2007 film. Horror. I don't know what it is. Is it good? What's it got on the tomatoes? 67% Rotten Tomatoes. That's a very common score for horrors. They often are around the 50, 60.
Okay.
And you know, you just got to make up your own mind. Mm. It's horror. It's very subjective, Eamon.
That is.
More so than other genres, I would say.
Okay, I'm having to watch the things that I say because my daughter is in the adjacent room. So.
Oh, right, okay. So you're not going to call everyone...
Not right now.
Child fiddlers again.
Yeah, you do it.
I'm not going to do it. That is your job. I don't tend to say that kind of thing. Eamon is the...
Coward? Like,
he's the wild man and I'm the
coward?
Straight... I'm not the straight coward. Guy. I'm very funny, yeah. But... yeah, I'm the coward. I'm the coward. Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway, we'll end it there and... I tell you what.
I would not be surprised at all
really
if
nice.
We listen into this episode and Ben has just decided to do it himself. We just hear him go, just rattle through it really quick.
Yeah.
Slightly annoyed.
Hi, this is Ben and Eamon from Watching Films the Toilet. Think. Yeah. Hey, this is Ben and I'm Eamon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with no effort at all to do, just like really cross. Hey, this is Ben and Eamon.
Yeah.
The winner is blah, blah, blah. Oh, thanks, guys.
A bus horror based on true events. I'm just doing an impression of Big Ben. I hope he likes it. I think that was all right. How was that?
I think it needs to be like a little lower and a bit more chill, I think. That's how I describe Big
he
Ben.
He is quite chill. Let's try. Yeah. This is fun. Doing impressions of the
yeah, Ben.
Okay, let's try again. I'm not going to sound anything like him, but I want to try. Lower. Mm. So he's quite low. So yeah. Best horror based on true events. Mothman prophecies. I'm just sounding like Keanu Reeves now.
You said like Keanu.
Yeah. But you said like lower and kind of chill. It's quite hard, isn't it?
Do you want to do the impression of his wife that you do?
No, I don't do an impression of Nancy, no.
It's real. It's really good.
Why did I dig myself into this hole? It's a horror podcast, that's why. And I'm scared. Bye.
Well, thank you so much, Little Ben and Eamon, for that. That one was a very energetic category announcement.
Jolly good.
Good
going.
Yeah, you know.
Little Ben and Eamon.
Little Ben and Eamon.
Child diddlers.
They're a bunch of pedos. You'll understand
if they want to imitate you, we'll imitate them right back.
Everybody will understand what that means in the outtake.
Jolly good.
Yeah. So, pardon me. Excuse me. We very much do, again, we appreciate your assistance in helping us with our Oscars. I think we need to very much clarify next year if we do.
Everybody wants to call the Oscars.
The Oscars. Maybe, I mean, it's Oscars.
You
like,
came up with it. I'm not, that's on you.
No, that was yours.
No, it was not.
I wanted to name it the Osgores. You wanted to name it the Oscars.
Osgores is even worse.
That's why you picked the Oscars.
No. We could do like the,
You can't rename it now.
Why not?
It's the Oscars. It's a play off the Oscars.
Nobody's ever going to get it right.
I guess that's
every single one of the people that we
I guess that's the
we
fun
asked
of it.
To do this are always like, is it the, like with them, is it the Oscars or is it the Oscars?
Right.
I think Ben calls it the Oscars, but I want to say Oscars.
Because it's O apostrophe scares. So I think everybody's looking at it and saying
that you have to get rid of the apostrophe. That's what the problem is.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's like, it would be like O'Neill or O'Reilly.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Well, you fucked that up.
No, I think across the pond, they have after the O apostrophe, that means O, not ah.
Huh. Okay. Well, yeah. Like I said, you fucked that up.
I didn't. And you're the one that.
All right. Well, okay. Either way, thank you, Little Ben and Eamon, for helping us out with the last category that you guys will be announcing forever.
He did do a good imitation of you, I will say that. He was like talking like.
Well, this. Like they said, he thought they sounded like Keanu Reeves. We're going to go back to Nick and Andy from the Slash You podcast. And hopefully they bring the entertainment. They bring the funny. They bring the energy. We'll see in just a second here. So Nick and Andy from Slash You, please take it away and announce the next category for the Oscars.
Hey, it's Andy and Nick.
Oh, wait. Are we Slash You? Are we really supposed to?
We're doing another category here for their award show for Ben and Nancy. It's our friends at Extreme Horror Replay. This category is movie that deserves a remake.
Good Burger. Not Good Burger 2, but they'd remake Good Burger. Yeah. And they called it like Good Veggie Burger.
Well, the nominees.
Okay.
Movies that deserve a remake.
There you go.
The nominees are Reanimator, Ghost Ship, Hue Tension, and Intruder, 1989.
Ooh. Oh, ooh.
Yeah, I know. And the winner of the movies that deserve a remake is
Reanimator. Yay. I don't know. Intruder, that's a good call, but I really feel like they did it right the first time.
Who judges these things?
Wait, but who gets to, yo, who makes the call? Oh, yeah. I think they leave it to the people and maybe themselves a little bit.
Well, Reanimator it is, the winner. Congrats, Reanimator, you deserve a remake.
Yeah, remake, reanimate.
You reanimate the Reanimator.
Rejoice and remake the Reanimator.
That is ridiculous.
Replay this.
Replay. Extremely.
Yeah, horror. Hey, thanks so much for having us. Slash You rules, boobies, boobies.
Bye.
Well, that was Nick and Andy from Slash You podcast, and apparently over there in the great state of Wisconsin, over there near Milwaukee, they have a little bit of pronunciation difficulty. It's high tension.
And high tension. High tension. Not Hue Tension.
Not Hue Tension. Now, we do appreciate this time that they did get the name of our show correct, and they remembered our
Maybe
names.
Maybe Jeffrey Dahmer ate part of their brain.
You know, Milwaukee. I can't help but think of that scene from Wayne's World with Alice Cooper.
Oh, I always think of Laverne and Shirley.
Well, they also did that too. Yeah, yeah. What is it? The brewery. What's the name of the brewery?
Something.
Bucks Brewery? Bucks. No, that's not right. I don't know. But yeah, Milwaukee or Milwaukee is Algonquin for the good land. Just in case nobody knew that.
I got like nothing. Everyone listening. Yeah.
Is it Schroeder's Brewery? No.
I can visualize the opening of Laverne and Shirley, but
what was the name of the brewery that Laverne and Shirley worked at?
Recording Bin Off of Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley starred Penny Marshall and Cindy Williams. Laverne DeFazio and Shirley Feeney, friends and roommates, work as bottle cappers in the fictitious Schatz Brewery in late 1950s Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Schatz
Brewery. Okay. All right. So it was Schatz Brewery, but it was fictitious, so it doesn't count anyway. But yeah, Nick and Andy, thank you so much for being a part of our little show, the Oscars or the Oscars or the whatever the hell you want to pronounce it. But we very much appreciate it. And we're going to go on to the next category now. And we're going to bring back, I think, Danny Boy. Should we bring back Danny? We'll bring back Danny Boy to announce the next category. And Danny Boy, please take it away.
Hey everyone, this is Danny Boy. I'm back by popular demand. Or maybe unpopular, depends how much you enjoy my voice. But anyway, I am back to introduce another category. And this time we've got the least needed scene in horror. That's right, the scene that was not needed in a horror movie. I got four nominees for your asses. And here we go. Number one, Annie Stuck in the Window, Halloween 78. I've seen a few stuck pornos and they always end pretty good. Happy ending, you would say. Anyway, number two is Playing Monopoly, Friday the 13th. Number three, Butterfinger from Cabin Fever. And four is Remote Control War from The Poltergeist. That's right, I'll read them all again for you. Any Stuck in the Window, Halloween 78, Playing Monopoly, Friday the 13th, Butt or a Finger from Cabin Fever, or Remote Control War from Poltergeist. And the winner is, with much popular demand, the top nominated least needed scene in horror is Butt or a Finger from Cabin Fever. It's Finger in the Butt from Cabin Fever. Or I assume that's what the scene is. I can't remember at the moment anyway. I'm just here to read it, not talk about it. So the least needed scene in horror was Butt or a Finger from Cabin Fever. Thanks, Ben and Nance, for having me on the show. Loving the award night. It's so good. I'm glad we all came. We all dressed up. We're all in tuxedos and all that sort of stuff. And dresses, guys and girls, depending on who's announcing this. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's Danny Boy from the Creepy Crap Podcast. And back to you guys. See you later. Arrivederci, my friends. Okay, everyone, I am back. That's right, Danny Boy in the motherfucking house. Yeah. And I'm here to produce a motherfucker. Oh, fucks. Introduce. All right. How you going?
All right, that was Danny Boy from the Creepy Crap Podcast.
And I want some of what he's taking.
He is always a ball of energy.
Somebody like, spiked his Vegemite.
He does his shows by himself. He's usually a one-man band, but he will fit.
He overcompensates.
He will fit an entire movie's worth of information in the space of about 25 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, he's definitely a natural when it comes to broadcasting. I would love to have his kind of energy.
He's got that buttery voice too.
Yeah.
He's got the white berry white, the Australian berry white. A little bit more high energy than our boys up in Canada.
Nothing like berry white, but okay.
Well, he's got, it's deep and it's buttery, it's mellow, but it's mellow, but it's like high energy.
You're finding like some sexual inflections that I'm not picking up.
All right. Well, either way you slice it, any way you slice it, Danny Boy from the Creepy Crap Podcast, we do very much appreciate your assistance with our show, and we will talk to you another time. So thank you. And we're going to go back to, this time we're going to go back to Josh, Seth and Jess from the HMC Horror Movie Crew podcast to introduce the next category. So Josh, Seth and Jess, please take it away. Here you go. There you are. There you go. There's something like that.
You know exactly what we're talking about. Yeah, I see you got this, bro. You got this, bro. You just have to say the name of the winner.
You want me to do Laurie Strode?
That's not the winner, but
oh, I'll see.
Do Lori, and then
I thought we had
Alice.
To like announce yeah. all of the names.
We're just gonna talk a little bit, and then we'll announce the nominees. Then we'll BS for a little bit more, and then we'll give the winner. And you can announce the winner. The winner has a heart next to it.
Okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
How about now?
Yep.
Let me know when you're ready. I mean, I'm just here to. I told you I'm guys, ready. I'm here to serve. I'm like a servant of the people. I'm ready. That's how I feel sometimes. You know, is that how you guys feel?
Always.
Sure.
Sure.
Huh. Interesting. Yo, crewies, we are the Horror Movie Crew Podcast. I am Josh.
What's up? It's Jess.
Hey, y'all. Seth here.
We have been asked to provide some nominees for the second annual O-Scares. I think that's what they call it, but it's a play on Oscars. I think it should be O-Scares, but I think O-Scares. They call it the Oscars.
Oscars.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, you know, we also did an award show, the Stabbies, not too long ago, if anybody wants to go listen to that, you know.
It was phenomenal.
It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. We are here to introduce the category for the most annoying final girl. Do you think they gave us that category because out of all of our podcast friends, we may be the most annoying out of all of them?
There's a good chance that that's true.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I don't know if I appreciate that or not, honestly. It comes off a little rude to me.
A bit rude. A little offended.
The final girls is what we watched when we first started this podcast.
That's
how
true.
How funny is that? I wonder if that's why they did that.
Possible.
I doubt that's what it was, but the Final Girls, is that what that's called? The Final Girls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was just the Final Girls.
Final Girls.
Yeah.
With yeah, that was the thing. And then Friday the 13th, and wow, how ironic.
And Saturday the 14th.
And Saturday the 14th, which somehow that always gets forgotten that is what we.
It was such a bad movie.
Well, I mean, naturally, since you do, out of all of us, you usually pick the worst of the movies, correct?
I don't think that's true.
You disagree with that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, just pick some pretty bad ones.
That, both, you know what?
We both do.
Out of 5 seasons, 5 years of doing this, I would say you probably have the. It would be interesting to see who
we're
has
probably
the,
close.
The I worst bet. Picks. But you also take the most chances.
I do. I pick some random things because I'm like, let's just see how it goes.
It usually goes pretty tastefully.
Yeah.
Although I would say some of the worst movies make for the best episodes.
They do.
That's true. There's a lot to talk about.
A lot to talk about. All right. Anyway, hey, let's jump into some of our nominees here. So first we have, which I agree with, Laurie Strode from Halloween 1978. Talk about annoying. I think she should take the cake.
Keys.
Go ahead.
Alice from Friday the 13th.
Yeah, also annoying. Just hangs out in that boat.
She is very, yeah.
Yeah.
And then in the cabin scene, remember when we did that movie, Seth, and we were all worked up because she just like hung out in the cabin and like hid in the corner. Remember? She was like,
is she the one that like acted older?
No, she makes all those grunting noises.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. She was annoying.
Give us one of her grunts. Yeah, that was it. Yeah, she was annoying. Sounds spot on.
We have Jen from Revenge.
I've never seen this.
I haven't either.
Never seen it.
So I don't know who that is.
Well, that's fine, I guess. And then we have, I don't agree with this at all. We have Julie James from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
She is kind of pretty, annoying in that.
Yeah, she is.
What's annoying? That little weird run she does at the end that Scary Movie perfectly mimics?
Yeah, just like the way she talks. She's very like the whole time.
She was very immature.
Yeah.
Especially to have been dating such a hunk like Freddie Prinze, right?
She's very
like,
spastic, yeah.
She was a little spastic.
Yeah.
What are you waiting for? Yeah. Which also Scary Movie mimicked very well. So, mm-hmm. I mean.
That scene alone probably puts her in the annoying category.
I think that scene alone should make her take the cake?
That's a bad scene.
I don't know. I feel like Scary Movie ruined a lot of my favorite slasher movies. Because like Scream, they do a lot of parodies on Scream.
Yeah.
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
They need to start doing those again.
I still like those.
I don't know. They're a little too risky for today's audience, I think.
That's true.
With the bush in the second one, you know, where he's got like the hedge trimmers. He's got a.
The second one was my favorite because it's got the strong hand dude in it.
Let me get you with your strong hand. Well, and he's stirring the mashed potatoes with it.
Those were funny.
Dude, how gross
like,
is that?
I'm going to stuff this turkey. All the little giblets.
Now I want to watch
it. I love that movie.
How about when the ghost goes into the girl's room and he like pulls her dress up and he's lives like Friday panties and it was like Tuesday or something? He's like, ugh.
Yeah, you're right. They probably can't do those anymore.
No, there's no way you could get away with that now. But anyway, all right, let's announce the winner for the most annoying final girl. Jess, would you like to do the honors?
The winner is Alice from Friday the 13th. I can agree with that.
I agree with that. I think, you know what? I don't know, though. Laurie Strode is really annoying in the first Halloween movie. Remember, she's like, has this stalker after her. She goes home and just takes a nap after seeing him out in the curtains.
That's sleepy.
Or the sheets. She looks outside. He's just there. Like, she's like, you know what? You know what will help? I'll take a nap.
Take a nap. Leave the window open. Take a nap.
Somebody gave her the direction to do that.
Yeah.
That's true, John Carpenter, which is why I have such a love-hate relationship with John Carpenter and the fact that I love to hate him. But
Johnny.
Everybody can go listen to our podcast on all your major podcast
platforms. What are you waiting for?
We're on the YouTube. You can see our beautiful smiling faces, Jess's big white teeth, Seth's big old forehead, and just my beautiful, beautiful face.
Yeah.
You'd agree with me. They can hear me talk about all kinds of trash about John Carpenter on the podcast because I tend to do it regularly.
That's true.
And I'll stand by this. Rob Zombie's Halloween is the greatest of Halloween.
Here we go. Mm.
You can spark some controversy.
I hope so. Find us on all your major social media platforms. In that case, thank you to Nancy and Ben for having us on to announce the nominees and the winner for the most annoying final girl. We're out of here. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
You're not going to say bye?
Bye.
Fuck. You're like, fuck these
like,
people.
Threw me off. I'm like, is she going to say anything?
She's like, fuck
I don't
these
usually.
People. Yeah, you say bye. You say bye.
You're like, bye, boys.
See you, boys.
You guys dominate the byes.
Sexuals?
Because that's like, bye.
Bye, y'all.
Should we tell them about your OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Well, you're sniffing feet for money?
Mm-hmm.
Give everybody a good sniff, a foot sniffing.
Oh, God.
Just one. How do you do it? Up. Just like so they have a preview.
I almost said diagonal dogs because I was going to talk about the angle of dogs.
No, diag dogs.
Find me at diagonaldogs.com.
Maybe next episode we should test out hot dogs with mayonnaise on.
See oh my if they're god! Any
good. I bet you they're deceivingly good.
Probably
it should taste fine.
If you eat
weird.
A bologna sandwich with mayonnaise on it,
it's good.
Yeah,
Why would the hot dog be any different? A hot dog is just like a tube form of bologna. It's
probably just the appearance.
I think if you had like mayonnaise and mustard.
I don't like mustard.
Like not just mayonnaise. Mm-mm. That's right. I forgot you don't. I think it would be better with something too, though. Just mayonnaise.
I'd rather chew on my own sock than eat mustard. Ew. Yeah, I know. That's how
even
much
honey
I just,
mustard?
No mustard.
Wow, that's
I don't
weird.
Want any mustard. I feel like we've
no
had this
mustard.
No.
Not repulsed by mustard.
Not traditional yellow, not
no, I
don't Dijon.
Eat, no, I don't fucking want any of that shit. I don't like no mustard, and I don't like ketchup, dude. Ketchup is disgusting.
Oh, I like
Lucy
ketchup.
Douses her shit in ketchup, and I will smell it at dinner. And I'm like,
Josh is a ranch.
Not a big condiment fan.
He's a ranch boy.
Dude, Abby's been making homemade ranch. That shit is bomb, dude.
Isn't that made with mayonnaise?
Totally.
Totes.
Totally.
No mustard.
I'll tell you what, don't be bringing that fucking Miracle Whip shit over here either,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, man, that's like that. Nasty.
Shit is nasty, dude. Who it's eats gross. That garbage?
Freaking sugar mayonnaise.
Fucking sugar mayonnaise, right?
Yuck.
Fucking mustard, honey mustard, and Miracle Whip.
I love honey mustard.
Fucking nasty shit.
It's gross.
Give me that yummy egg white mayo.
Okay.
All right. That's it. Thanks, guys. You're the best. I'll tell you what. I love you guys. Thanks for hanging out with me.
Yeah.
Well, HMC podcast, that was a lot of information packed into a short time frame.
I like how Josh has like the sensitive palate when he's like, what did he crack open? Like a Michelob Light?
Oh, Michelob Ultra.
For the distinguished beer drinker.
Watered down beer. It's not quite as bad, or it's better than a, or it's not as bad as a Miller Lite, but it's not as good as like a full flavor beer.
I have one. This is when he was saying about the whole Miracle Whip thing and the mayonnaise and I hate mustard and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Which I get it. Miracle Whip. I never really was into that anyway, but everybody on the planet likes deviled eggs.
Right.
And most people make it with mayonnaise. However, you got to have some kind of mustard in there.
You do. But so, I just got done telling you, I think I've grown out of Miracle Whip. However, I do think a tuna fish sandwich or tuna salad sandwich would have to have a little bit of Miracle Whip in it.
No, I disagree. I think you can do the same. You can make it taste exceptional with just mayonnaise.
All right.
And even back to the deviled egg thing, even if you don't have mustard mixed in, I always add a little bit of of the mustard powder.
I added paprika.
Just to give it the yellow. I mean, you gotta have the yellow.
Well, right, yeah.
So I'm not sure how someone would I don't know how I can reconcile in my head somebody that doesn't like mustard. I can get the Miracle Whip, but not liking mustard. Yeah. I mean, it's just one of those things. Like, there's some things that mustard has to go on, like a Coney dog. Right. You have to have mustard on a Coney dog. You never put ketchup on that.
Mustard, onions, and chili.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to have it. You got to master the layers, too.
Yeah.
You can't just slop that on there.
Yeah.
Even though a Coney dog is sloppy, but you got to do it in the right way.
Yeah.
Chili, then onions, then mustard.
Yeah. Yes. 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 Yes.
So, but okay. Yes. HMC podcast, Josh, Seth, and Jess, we do very much. Again, we appreciate your assistance in helping us with our little show. We do very much appreciate your humor and your,
je ne sais quoi.
The je ne sais quoi that your show brings to our show. So thank you so much for helping us. We do appreciate it. Before we announce the final category, we would like to take a brief moment, maybe a minute or so, to honor the shows that we lost this year, or last year, rather.
This like the like they do on Survivor when they do the
this would be the in memoriam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The trail of people that have
yes.
have come and gone.
Yeah.
Make it look like people died when it's just a show.
Last year in 2023, one of our good friends, Porcelain Peak, Tone, John, and Anthony, they decided to call it a day and shut down their little show. So we're going to take a minute just to listen to some clips from their show. They were presenters on last year's Oscars, and, you know, I had talked to them for quite some time before they were on the show, did some trivia with them. And
it's always sad when someone that you like kind of
retires. Yeah. You know, they were good guys. They were on for what I think they started when we first started, like the first iteration of the show. And then they helped me out with an episode when you were in school, and I was on one of their episodes. I did trivia with them. But they were good guys. They were really nice, you know, really nice people.
They did, and they had a decent following too, which is kind of surprises me.
Yeah, they decided to hang up their headphones.
They went out. They went out while they were ahead.
They did. They did.
Like the Golden Girls.
And now they kind of branching out. They're not doing the audio files anymore, the audio podcast, but they have their own little film production company that they have started. So we're gonna spend a little time with them, and we will get back to the very last category here in just about a minute or so. So Porcelain Peak, this one's for you.
Take it away.
And once again, that was Porcelain Peak. They decided again to shut down their show last year. We miss you. We love you. Come back to us. But here to announce the very last category in our show, the Oscars for 2024, is once again The Boys in Blue, their Canadian tuxedos, Kark and Crook from a podcast on Elm Street and a podcast on Fury Road. So, Kark and Crook, please. Do better than the first time.
Stop eating your French fries with gravy and help us out here.
Poutine. All right, Kark and Crook, please have at it.
It's good.
Yeah.
What's up, Goreheads? It's your favorite Canadian horror podcast, a podcast on Elm Street, and we are the hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And we're here to announce a couple of categories and winners for the second annual Oscars awards, I guess we'll call them. That's obviously hosted by Extreme Horror Replay Podcast. The first category is Best Death During Sex.
Yes.
Always a good way to go out, I would say.
Yeah. Not before, not after.
Yeah. All right. The nominees are Banging from Behind Beheading from Hatchet 2, Doggy Style Decapitation from a Serbian film, Cowgirl Split from Jason Goes to Hell, and Missionary Murder from Gone Girl. And the winner is, a drum roll please, Cowgirl Split from Jason Goes to Hell.
Nice.
If you could add any death during sex to this list, what would it be?
Jeez, put me on the spot, why don't you? Holy.
There's one answer that is on the very forefront of my mind.
The only thing, I don't know what movie it is, but it's definitely someone having a heart attack during sex. I don't know. I feel, yeah, I don't know.
Mine is Beau Is Afraid, I think. I think I would add that.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That was just funny as fuck.
Yeah.
All right. I'll let you do our second one.
All righty. So.
I know.
You guys were sleepy. Come on, man. You're announcing a category about sex. You need to have a little bit more pep in your step, a little bit more vim in your vigor, a little bit more zing in your thing.
Yeah. There's definitely some a sense of somberness.
They were like really chill. Yeah.
Did we impose on you? We're sorry. You could have just said you didn't want to do it.
Kark and Crook, you know we love busting your chops. We thank you guys so much for being a part of the show, for being an announcer, or being announcers on the Oscars. I guess we're just going to have to rename it the Oscars, because that's not what everybody seems to think
it is. Just remove the apostrophe.
Okay. I'll remove the apostrophe. Apostrophe. A boot. Now I'm thinking like a Canadian.
I think that's the problem, is that damn apostrophe.
You think so? Screwing
people up, yeah.
All right. Okay. Next year, no apostrophe. No apostrophe for you. All right. Yes. Kark and Crook, thank you very much for helping us out with the show. We do appreciate it. And I can't say we appreciate it enough to each and every announcer and each and every guest that helped us out with the show, you know, and actually to each and every voter who, you know, we got on average between like, I think the lowest vote was about 18, but the highest was 30. So,
but I kind of get the sense, I know you don't like a change and like routine and all that, but I kind of get the sense that maybe we should steer it into a direction where we can get nominees based on suggestions from listeners.
I would do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean, it's left to you and me.
Yeah,
you
know, we pick.
Yeah, you and I.
Whatever.
But yeah, and we just pick. We're trying to come up with like people that would fit, you know, into the category.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're not spot on. Sometimes it's a complete miss, and that's probably what happened with Kirk and Crook with their lackluster announcing. Maybe it.
So you're thinking we should. Do you think we should come up with the categories?
Yes, and let people decide who the nominees should be.
Okay, all right.
You know?
Okay.
Like the Academy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we can do that next time. But then we would, but then what do? Put the, like, the top four nominees up for vote after that?
I have a feeling, though, that with our categories, there wouldn't be, like, a whole, like, a huge amount of different choices.
I think that
like if we were to have a category like the ones that we had this time, there would be a few that would just there would be a theme that people would want to have that one as a category.
Yeah.
And I think that if we were to use the listeners' opinions as to who should be, you know, at least nominated, I think that they could be a part of the entire, you know, awards ceremony.
Yeah, because we usually, I mean, we pick off the wall categories, and then the nominees are kind of sometimes hard to figure out. So
why not listen to some of the listeners? They might have better nominees than we could have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, anything's a possibility.
Okay, so we're going to do that next year, and we're going to get rid of the apostrophe.
We're going to get rid of the apostrophe, yes.
Or just change it to O Scares, because I can't keep up with this. This is like,
it doesn't matter.
Crazy.
It doesn't matter. But yeah, we would like to thank each and every presenter on the show, and we would like to thank each and every voter who voted on our stories on Instagram for helping us out to pick the winners, to get everything put together. It wouldn't have been possible without you, each and every listener, our patrons, Kirk, Crook, and Joni. We do very much appreciate you guys.
But among the other 50. The other 50. Just to make us look good.
Yeah. I can't come up with 50 names off just the top
so many,
of my head.
There's so many patrons who just...
But yeah, we're going to cut back to our closing announcements here. Once again, we're going to bring back Nathaniel or Nate from A Scary Home Companion. So Nate, we hand the microphone off to you to close us out. Thank you again, everybody. We very much appreciate you all.
We love you. We love your accents.
And even the listeners' accents that we can't hear.
You know you're out there. So,
thank you all very much. And we will talk to you again next week. So bye.
Bye.
Bye. Nate, take it away.
Well, listeners, we all sincerely hope you enjoyed the show this year. The O'Scares would not have been possible without all of you and, of course, our great guest presenters. Ben and Nancy would like to thank each and every one of you out there. And, of course, all of our guests. Nick and Andy from Slash You Podcast. Josh, Jess, and Seth from Horror Movie Crew Podcast. Josh and Erica from HMC Presents Crooked Tripod. Danny Boy from the Creepy Crap Podcast. Little Ben and Amon from Watching Films on the Toilet Podcast. Mark and Brooke from A Podcast on Elm Street. And, of course, yours truly, Nate Hensley from A Scary Home Companion. Stay safe and be good to each other. Well, listeners, we all sincerely hope that you enjoyed the show this year. The Oscars would not have been possible without all of you, and of course our great guest presenters. Ben and Nancy would like to thank all of the listeners, everyone who supports the podcast. Went off script there. Well, listeners, we all sincerely hope that you enjoyed the show this year. The Oscars would not have been possible without all of you, and of course, our great guest presenters. Ben and Nancy would like to thank each and every one of you, and of course, all of our guests. Nick and Andy from Slash You Podcast, Josh, Jess, and Seth from Horror Movie Crew Podcast, Josh and Erica from HMC Presents Crooked Tripod, Danny Boy from the Creepy Crap Podcast, Little Ben and Eamon from Watching Films on the Toilet Podcast, Mark and Brooke from A Podcast on Elm Street, and of course, yours truly, Nate Hensley from A Scary Home Companion. Stay safe and be good to each other. Okay, if you want me to do it a different way, or just again, let me know. Not a problem. I can knock it out again tonight. Hope this works.